And now, as I record this, we are in the midst of adjusting to the worldwide coronavirus pandemic, which, not surprisingly, appears to be increasing suicide risk. For example, in early April 2020, an LA Times staff writer interviewed the crisis line director at DD Hirsch, Carolyn Levitan. She stated that they had received more than 1,800 calls related to COVID-19 concerns in March, compared to just 20 such calls in February. One in five of those calls, so 20% of those, included what she referred to as suicidal desire.